Welcome back to Morning Joe, 35 past the hour. Joining us now from Washington, former National Security Advisor for President Carter, Dr. Zbigniew Brzezinski. Hi, Dad. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So to start off this conversation, we've had a lot of segments this week about the disparity of pay in our society. CEO salaries are up. Corporate profits are up. Bonuses are back. And we've been looking today a lot at the political fight in Washington, and Republicans saying they won't budge on any sort of tax revenue enhancer in any way. If they win this, does that feed into the overall concern you have about the disparity in our society that's growing?
Oh, absolutely. It seems to me that if America were really expanding economically, becoming wealthier, more productive, more innovative, that kind of disparity would be more or less palatable. But when you have stagnation, when you have rather severe case of unemployment, the sense of social injustice can be terribly demoralizing and politically, in the long run, very dangerous. It can politicize socioeconomic issues, create radicalism, class conflict, extremism. And I think that's a real risk in our society, especially since so many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money. They are engaging in financial manipulations, but not in enhancing productivity and in increasing employment.
Dr. Brzezinski, it's Willie Geist. You've talked about the possibility of civil unrest here in this country. What to you is the tipping point? We know the disparity is greater than ever between the wealthiest and the poorest Americans. At what point would you see the kind of unrest you've described?
Oh, when the lower middle class begins to be more severely affected and really begins to join the ranks of the unemployed or the financially threatened. I don't think we're yet at that point statistically. It has to be a socially significant segment of society. Right now, the problem is more in the realm of social injustice, of what morally is really acceptable in a fair society. But before too long, if there is a slippage in numbers downward, then of course it'll become a socio-political problem.
Michael.
All right, so doctor, here we are. We live in a country today where much of the country is exhausted from fighting three wars. Those wars are being fought by less than 1% of the people in our country. So you're sitting out there and you hold a job that you're not sure will exist a year from now. Your children are going to public schools you know to be inferior to the schools that the wealthy send their children to. So you're sitting there thinking that my kids have kind of a death sentence on their future compared to the people across town who live on the top of the hill. But governing us, we have two institutions, the House and the Senate, and throw the presidency in there now, seemingly unable to get anything done at all. So what do we do about this huge social dilemma we have in the face of a political dilemma that seems unsolvable?
Well, I don't want to be a prophet of doom, and I really don't believe that we're approaching doom. But I think we're going to slide into intensified social conflicts, social hostility, some forms of radicalism. There's just going to be a sense that this is not a just society.
Is the Tea Party the beginning of a society of discrimination?
Well, the Tea Party is a kind of a reflex reaction against that kind of sentiment. But